What if a single solar module could generate over 900 watts of power? And what if the efficiency of solar cells, which has crept up for decades, suddenly leaped from 24% to nearly 35%? This isn't a forecast for 2035. According to a flood of announcements in the first weeks of July 2026, it's happening right now. The next generation of solar technology is officially arriving, and it's moving faster than anyone predicted. Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly strategic briefing on the technology shaping global industry. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, we are dedicating our entire briefing to one topic, a massive wave of breakthroughs in perovskite solar cell technology. For years, we've heard this was a promising lab experiment, but Troy, the data from the last 2 weeks suggests it's making a sudden and dramatic leap from the lab to the factory floor. We're seeing record efficiency, unprecedented stability, and the start of mass manufacturing.
That's right, Susie. This isn't an incremental improvement. It's a paradigm shift. We're tracking three critical vectors: the record-shattering efficiency race, the solution to the long-standing stability problem, and the industrial scale-up that is putting real products into the market. For Western companies, this is both a colossal opportunity and an urgent competitive threat.
Let's start with the headline numbers, Troy. We're seeing figures that would have seemed impossible just a few years ago. What's the new benchmark for performance?
The benchmark was broken several times in the past month. In early July 2026, Chinese solar giant Jinko Solar announced the new world record power conversion efficiency of 34.82% for its perovskite silicon tandem solar cell. This was certified by the Shanghai Institute of Microsatellite Engineering Technology. To be clear, this is a lab cell, but it shows the technology's peak potential.
So a tandem cell is a stack with a perovskite layer on top of a traditional silicon layer?
Precisely. The perovskite layer captures high-energy blue and green light, while the silicon layer below captures the red and infrared light that passes through. This hybrid approach shatters the theoretical efficiency limit of silicon-only cells, which is around 29%. But what's more significant for industry is Trina Solar's announcement from July 4th. They revealed an industrial-sized tandem module with 29.2% efficiency and a staggering 907 watts of power output, certified by Germany's TÜV SUD.
907 watts? A standard premium panel today is what, 450 or 500 watts? How does this change the game for a U.S. or a European manufacturer with limited roof space for on-site generation?
It fundamentally changes the economics. You're getting nearly double the power from the same footprint. This means lower balance of system costs, less racking, less wiring, less labor per kilowatt hour installed. For a European factory facing high energy costs, this level of power density can dramatically accelerate the ROI on their solar investments and provide a significant operational advantage.
And for Western trading companies and distributors, when can they get their hands on these?
The first commercial modules are just beginning to ship. UK-based Oxford PV has started shipments of its 24.5% efficient tandem modules for a utility-scale project in the US. Trina has secured its first commercial customer. The volume isn't there yet, but distributors should be preparing their channels and technical teams for this shift. The market is projected to hit $5 billion by 2035.
So the actionable insight for executives right now:
start modeling the levelized cost of energy, or LCOE, for future projects using 30% and 32% module efficiencies. The business case for on-site generation and even new utility-scale projects is about to become radically more compelling.
Efficiency is one thing, Troy, but the historical problem with perovskites has been stability. They looked great on day one and then degraded rapidly. Has that problem actually been solved?
This is arguably the biggest news of the month. The stability problem is being overcome through advanced interface engineering. Researchers are using what are called self-assembled monolayers, or SAMs, to passivate defects at the interfaces between the material layers. The results are stunning. One paper from ACS Energy Letters reports an inverted perovskite cell that maintained over 90% of its initial efficiency after 5,000 hours of continuous operation at 85 degrees Celsius.
5,000 hours at that temperature is a serious stress test. What does that translate to in real-world use?
It demonstrates a lifespan that is finally commercially viable. We're moving past the point of rapid degradation. Another report in Energy and Environmental Science details a 34.28% efficient tandem cell that retained over 93% of its performance after 2,000 hours at 65 degrees Celsius, even without encapsulation. This proves that high efficiency and high durability are no longer mutually exclusive.
So, what does this mean for a U.S. manufacturer considering this technology for a product, say, integrated into building materials or vehicles?
It means they can now have confidence in the long-term performance. The risk of premature failure, which has been the primary barrier to adoption, is being systematically engineered out of the system. This opens the door for building integrated photovoltaics, or BIPV, and automotive applications where longevity is non-negotiable.
And for trading companies who have to stand behind product warranties?
They need to demand this new stability data. Ask for MPP tracking test results under elevated temperature and humidity. Look for third-party validation from trusted labs like Germany's Fraunhofer ISE or the U.S. National Renewable Energy Laboratory. The conversation is shifting from, what's the peak efficiency, to, what is the certified performance and degradation rate over 2,000 hours?
The key action item, then?
Western executives should engage directly with the leading manufacturers and certification bodies. Understand the new IEC testing standards being developed for perovskite stability. This is how you de-risk the technology and build bankability for your projects.
Okay, so we have record efficiency and proven stability, but can anyone actually make this stuff at scale, or is this all still happening in small, pristine labs?
We crossed that chasm in June 2026. This is the third critical development. Suzhou Maxwell Technologies, a major Chinese equipment manufacturer, announced at SNE 2026 that its first commercial 600-megawatt production line for perovskite on HJT tandem cells is now operational at a customer's factory. They are offering turnkey production solutions that can handle large 210-millimeter wafers.
A 600-megawatt line is not a pilot project. That's a serious factory. What is the immediate impact for U.S. and European solar manufacturers?
It's an existential threat if they don't have a response. It proves that the equipment for mass-producing next-generation tandem cells is now commercially available. Chinese manufacturers are clearly tooling up. If Western manufacturers don't invest in their own tandem pilot lines and production capabilities, they risk being relegated to producing yesterday's technology within the next 24 months.
And what about new applications? I saw reports about flexible cells.
Yes, the manufacturing scale-up isn't limited to rigid glass panels. Another Chinese firm, Dajing Micro Nano, just secured its A4 funding round to build what they call the world's first 100-megawatt dedicated production line for flexible perovskite modules. For trading companies, this means new product categories for new markets: automotive, logistics, IoT sensors, and portable power. In Europe, Poland's Sahl Technologies is pioneering inkjet printing for these types of applications.
So the actionable advice is different for manufacturers and distributors here?
Absolutely. For U.S. and European manufacturers, the imperative is to partner with equipment suppliers or research institutes like Germany's HCB or ISFH to develop a proprietary tandem cell process. For trading companies and distributors, it's time to secure relationships with the early commercial movers like Oxford PV, Trina, and Jinko Solar. They need to understand the new form factors and start identifying the high-value niche markets that flexible perovskite modules will unlock.
Troy, this has been an incredible deep dive. Let's summarize the key strategic intelligence for our audience. What are the three most important takeaways from this wave of perovskite news?
First, next-generation efficiency is here. Tandem cells are hitting nearly 35%, and commercial modules are approaching 30%. This will completely redraw the map for project economics, making solar viable in more places than ever before. Second, the stability hurdle has been cleared. New interface engineering techniques have proven the long-term durability required for bankable, multi-decade projects. This was the final technical barrier, and it's falling. And third, mass manufacturing has officially begun. Chinese firms are delivering multi-hundred megawatt production lines, which means this technology will scale up and drive down costs far faster than many expected.
And the most critical actions for executives to consider right now?
For manufacturers, you must develop a perovskite on silicon tandem strategy, period. The performance gains are too large to cede to competitors. For traders and project developers, identify the market leaders who have certified, stable products and secure your supply chain access. The race to deploy this technology has already started.
A fundamental shift in the energy landscape happening in the space of a few weeks. It's breathtaking. Thank you, Troy.
It is. The developments of July 2026 will be seen as a major turning point for the industry.
That's all the time we have for Troy Technical Intelligence. To ensure you don't miss a single briefing, find us and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. We'll be back next week with more analysis on the technology shaping your business.